guys, welcome back to another episode of Crime, Glam and Games. Guys, today I'm going to be giving you a few tips to consider when you are shooting a photo shoot or planning a photo shoot. So there's quite a number of them, but I'm going to name maybe four today. So number one, concept and mood. This helps to define the shoot in general, like in advance. It helps to like give you a desired aesthetic of how you want the theme, the style. This is like a safe space for you to like just sit down and think about the entire production and guidelines and decisions you intend to follow for that wardrobe you're going to be working on. So number two, you need to consider the location and the setting. You choose an appropriate location for your photo shoot. It could be a studio, it could be outdoor. Just make sure that you're considering like the lights and the lighting, the ambience, the accessibility for selecting an indoor or outdoor shoot, whatever it is. So number three, wardrobe and styling. You know, this helps to coordinate the shoot. It helps you to know the concept. If you want to like work with accessories, or you want to feature other vendors' styles, maybe you want to focus on different things, you want to work with other vendors, you want to put like proper makeup on and all of that. But then I don't do that much. I just focus on my model looking like a mannequin. That's very, very, very important to me. So yeah, I don't know where I stopped, but yeah, model selection is one of them. Choose a model whose looks and personality complements the concept of the shoot and also the brand, because this is going to help, you know, it's going to make the work easier. You know, consider factors such as like age, ethnicity, body type, and even experience, you know, just so that the work goes smoothly. You're not, you know, wasting time trying to do this, do that, and all of that. Anyway, then, so yeah, lighting and equipment. Make sure you like are using the appropriate lighting techniques and also the appropriate equipment so that you can achieve the desired mood and also highlight the key elements of the composition of the whole look. You understand? Equipment with like natural light, artificial lights, all of that. Make sure you know if it's an outdoor light you want or extra, whatever it is. Do you understand? So another one is you need to pay attention to the composition and posing to create like a dynamic and visually appealing images. Do you get what I mean? You need to experiment with different like angles, different perspective, and also framing to capture like the subject in the most flattering and engaging way. Do you understand? You don't want it to just be, she's just gonna stand like this. Need her to be, you know, to be able to capture it. So what I'm going to share with you is team collaboration. You know, foster like an open communication and collaboration amongst your creative team. You know, this includes your photographer, your stylist, your model, your makeup artist, your hairstylist, or whatever it is. You need to encourage everyone to share ideas so that they can provide feedbacks and also work together, you know, to bring the vision to life. You know, everyone has an idea that you can work with. Also, make sure you don't forget to pay attention to detail. You know, small details really tell. Make sure like the photographer knows exactly what to capture. Avoid distractions such as clutter. These may like, they might distract people from like the main focus on the image. That's the reason why you see I just focus on my clothes. I'm not looking at model's makeup or her hair or her shoes. I don't really care about those. All I care about is for my outfits to show, for you to be able to see it, you know. Also guys, make sure you're willing to like adjust plans, you know, to solve problems, you know, then just so that you're not stressed on that day. You take things easy, you know exactly what you want to do and you just go ahead and do it with ease. Don't stress yourself about it, you know. Anyway, by considering these few factors during your fashion photo shoot, you can definitely maximize the potential for stunning imagery and also to effectively communicate your vision and resonate with your audience. Guys, I think I've given you a few of the tips you need for a photo shoot. So make sure you consider them before and during and after the photo shoot. Don't go there and just think that, oh no, I'm the designer, it's what I want, I know best. Well, you know best, but trust me, be open-minded and be willing to let people share their thoughts, you know, with you. And also make sure the people you're working with are your people. Good energy matters. Do you understand? I hope you guys really enjoyed this topic today, and I'm looking forward to sharing more with you. Alright guys, enjoy, have a lovely week ahead. Bye.